There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby. That's right. This man knows what's up.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Monday. Glad to have you along. 343-0106, 343-0106 for a phone call or a text. And if you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, which is pretty cool, and it's free and it's waiting for you at the App Store if you're an iOS user. Android users, go to Google Play and just look for FM TALK. The number 1, the number 0, the number 6, the number 5. You'll see our logo. That's the app. Download it and enjoy. And you can also use it for those talkback messages. Unless you record a message, emails it here to the show, and we can play it back. Looking at a couple other stories here on the continuing stories that come out of the Smoky Mountains and the destruction. I mean, destruction in Florida. But, I mean, this flooding situation. North Georgia, eastern Tennessee, Western North Carolina, South Carolina, really up into Virginia, too. It's just like I saw this story here, Chimney Rock. So I've been through there. Like this is, and I think that we're going to see a lot more of this as more video and more stories come out. Chimney Rock, which is if you're doing the tour, if you're doing the tourist thing up in the Smokies, you probably went through Chimney Rock. Said located just southeast of Asheville. They're saying the town is gone. I mean, not like damaged. This is the words they're using here. Said images from Chimney Rock, located just southeast of Asheville, was one of the many cities destroyed by the historic Hurricane Helene flooding. Since the beginning of the storm, the area has been seen a foot or two of rainfall. So complete devastation has been unfolding western North Carolina as the remnants of Hurricane Helene unleashed days of flooding across the region. Images from Chimney Rock, located just southeast of Asheville, was one of the many cities destroyed by the historic flooding. And I guess that's floods along the Broad River. And like any of y'all, I mean, you spend time in the mountains, right? Everybody builds where it's flat, and where it's flat is along the river. Not saying there's not cabins and stuff up in the mountains, but, you know, the people that live there full-time, the original people that don't have, like, a vacation home, they live down on the flat. But this is unreal. Look at these pictures of Chimney Rock. And if you've ever been on I-40, like, going, like, leaving Tennessee, going over to Asheville, the pictures of that where it washed out the road, unreal. Unreal. And I was also over on Twitter checking out, so I follow a lot of national parks on Twitter, because I like national parks. Looking at the Great Smoky Mountains National Park Service. So here's, they have multiple roads that are closed. It doesn't look like, well, maybe that is a section of 441 closed through the park and a bunch of other roads closed up there. It says right now, coming out, I guess, yesterday, the park said visitors encouraged to reschedule their trips for their own safety. Like they're saying, do not come, in so many words. Cades Cove, a lot of y'all have done that loop, right? That was effective. Throughout the park, looks like there's some of the secondary roads, and it does look like a section, at least when this came out, of 441 that cuts through the park there had been closed. So pray for those people, and I know we'll get more stories, individual stories out there coming up, I'm sure, over the next few days or weeks out there. All right, to these stories, this is something that was discussed a couple weeks ago, that this could be happening. And I know that, a week or two ago, when I had Mark Colson on from the Alabama Trucking Association, I didn't get a chance to get to the question, but somebody had texted a question in to ask him from a trucker's side of it what that would mean if there was a port closure here. First story here, a couple on these. So this is from Scott Johnson over at Lanyap. You can see it at lanyapmobile.com. Said a longshoreman union strike could bottleneck cargo at the Port of Mobile. Says less than 36 hours remain until the longshoremen tasked with moving container cargo to and from seaports could throw a kink in maritime supply chains across the Gulf of Mexico and the East Coast. The International Longshoremen's Association Union of the United States Maritime Alliance have until the end of the day today to barter out the new six-year master contract. The Port of Mobile has been a hotspot in the bargaining saga. Negotiations derailed over the summer when union officials accused the USMX members of violating the current contract by expanding automation, pointing specifically to the automated gate system being used in Mobile by operating company APM Terminals. I would love to hear from you, too, if you're part of this group, because I heard several stories out there about this automation issue. I would love to hear from somebody with the union. Is it specifically that this automation is coming in, you're going to lose jobs there going forward? What exactly is it? It says in Scott's story, it says the ILA, it's a quote here. This is from the ILA in a June blog post, said the ILA will not meet with USMX until AutoGate issue is resolved. Then it says, updates shared by APM Terminals' parent company, Maersk, cautioned that an ILA labor disruption will impact supply chains, leading to delays in cargo movement. Side note here, I guess, if this happens, if you're ordering whatever crap from China for Christmas or something like that, or get them some just-in-time Halloween decorations from China, if it's coming in on a ship, you may not be getting it if this happens. It said, cautions, ILA's labor disruption will impact supply chains, leading to delays in cargo movement, increased cost and logistical challenges the longer it lasts. If the strike drags out, Maersk plans to impose port disruption surcharges for all containers beginning October 21st to offset higher operational cost. Scott goes on here and said, and according to a report published by CNN Business, if a long port strike occurs, consumers should be prepared to see shortages and increased costs for foreign source goods, such as bananas. Why should there be a big banana buy? Can you put them in the freezer? Can we get Bill Finch? Will that keep them? There'll be people buying bananas like crazy. Banana shortages, imported liquor and beer, chocolate and cherries. Thought we were getting our cherries. Wasn't the whole idea we get our cherries for, like, out in the Northwest, like Oregon and Washington State, right? Isn't that cherry country? So the union has not publicly detailed their demands. However, ILA leadership is promising to strike if they're not satisfied, and the pickets and protests could break out at ports beginning tomorrow. So it goes on to say here, the ILA president, Harold Daggett, said earlier this month, mark my words, we'll shut them down in October 1st if we don't get the kind of wages we deserve, end quote. Goes on to say an email statement by the ILA yesterday continued to accuse the USMX of refusing to address a half century of wage subjugation, where ocean carriers' profits skyrocketed from millions to mega billions of dollars, while ILA longshore wages have remained flat. End quote. Oh, good. We got Buttigieg. He's on it. Okay. Well, good. Everything's gonna be fine because it says Friday. The top Biden administration officials sought to push a deal forward to avoid supply disruptions. This entailed a meeting with USMX officials and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu, and White House Senior Economic Advisor Lael Brainard, who urged the USMX, quote, they need to be at the table and negotiating good faith fairly and quickly, end quote. So, and also a quote here, and I'm thinking about the people I'm going to try to get on the show here soon on this. Port of Mobile Director John Driscoll told Lanyap last week that officials were working to, quote, minimize potential disruptions and ensure the fluidity of cargo movement, end quote, in the event a strike comes to fruition. It's going to be, if this starts tomorrow the way I see it, it's going to be a big deal here. Obviously for the port and for Alabama, but for the people working, you know, that work at the port. I don't know. John says, what is the union asking for in labor wages? I don't know. That has not been rolled out. They said earlier in the story there, Scott's had a quote that they had not I have to find it, but that they had not made that public. So I don't know that amount, John. I think that's interesting. I think if they go on strike as of tomorrow, there'll be a lot of talk about it. Vince says, whose fault is it for this situation getting this close to a deadline that possibly results in national chaos and prices spiked once again? Why not try to get this deal made way ahead of time? Vince, I agree with you, Vince, but you know how this works. It's my frustration. I mean, look at the legislature every year. The important stuff they should be doing, they at the beginning of session, always gets pushed to the end, right? So then, oh, we only have so much time and we have to... It's... That's why they do it, for additional leverage. This texter says, okay, this is Joey. All right, Joey said, a friend of mine that works at the port says this has more to do with the CEO, CFO, or one of them giving themselves like a $4 billion bonus. Is it so of USMX? Or who is, okay, I have to dig on that. Joey, thank you for that heads up. Okay, and somebody, I guess I must have was not very eloquent with my speech. Somebody texting here, Sean, let people know you're saying Asheville, not Nashville. Yeah, Asheville. Drop the N. Asheville. And somebody says, Oliver Washington for mayor. Interesting. My buddy Oliver, I could see that. But, you know, here's the problem. You look at any name like that. Oliver's got a business to run, right? How do you get people in the main? It's, you have to have a business that you can walk away from, and it's just going to run fine. That's one of the things that hurts us, the hamstrings. And, you know, that our founders had this idea that you would go and leave your farm or leave your mercantile and go for a small period of time and serve your country, right? Or serve your county or serve your city. But in today's world, could you leave your business? If you did one term as mayor, could you go leave your business and dedicate the time it would take to be mayor of a city like Mobile and still run your business? I think it shortens the list. You know, it's what to do about it. I don't think we can do anything about it. But yeah, I would like, I mean, if Oliver's mayor, that's cool. Oliver, you hear it? It's the shout out there. All right, 118, we're coming right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
123 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my man Trey. He's been doing it for 16 plus years now in our area, Mobile and Baldwin County. What is that? Well, it's in the name, getting rid of junk. But the depending, you know, one person's small junk is something bigger for other people. Getting that is, you think about, a lot of people do, and maybe I was like this at first as well, because what Trey had done for me is getting rid of junk like inside a house, boxes and some older furniture, things like that. Then we moved to having him do work here for the radio station, getting a storage unit that was the stuff in that storage unit, getting it gone, and not only getting it gone, but cleaning up so perfectly afterwards that they had to. Maybe grudgingly, maybe happily, the people at the storage unit gave us 100% deposit back for that. They do great work after they move the junk out, clean it up after themselves. And then if you start thinking, okay, those jobs, then throw this in the mix, because Trey will tell me, man, the big stuff we get every week too, people might be surprised. So it's not just boxes and furniture. It's tearing down the above ground pool and getting rid of it. Swing sets, storage buildings in backyards, stuff like that. You're like, how the heck am I going to do this? And do it by getting Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to do it. And making that appointment is real easy. Go online or go to the telephone, either one, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or get on the phone. The name is the number. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And they do this thing. It's an amazing thing. They work with you on the day and the time of day that it works for you, and they set an appointment. None of this, I had to do this like 2 weeks ago with something my mom was getting done. And she said, well, they said they'll be here between 8 in the morning and like 5 in the afternoon, sometime Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I said, that's ridiculous, right? Nobody can live like that. Well, 1-800-GOT-JUNK gets it. You have family, you have a job, you have life. They set an actual appointment. They show up, and all you do then is point at the junk you want gone. Small stuff, big stuff, whatever. And they'll quote you a price right there on the spot. You say yes, they get to work and get it done. So check out Trey and the crew with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, to the text line here. Let's see. And I'm going to try to hopefully get some people in this week. We'll see what happens if they do start this strike tomorrow. What it means for the port, what it means for Alabama. I mean, the port does touch all 67 counties, right? And I'm talking about exporting. We think about the port a lot, you know, and we can talk about, you know, you won't be able to get, if they're shut down, what about, you know, cheap Christmas gifts coming in from China or whatever, or any other country. But also going out of here, how big the port is, right? What loading raw materials or you know, the number of, we were talking to Rick Clark with the port before about the number of frozen chickens that come out of here. And we're talking about the poultry industry in Alabama, but the export part of it is huge going out of the country. Coal, timber, we can go down the list. Automobiles and things coming in. Speaking of automobiles, you got to get raw product in to offload to go up to ArcelorMittal, right, to make steel. So, I mean, this is going to affect a lot of that, but it's also going to affect the people that work there. Let's see, this texter said, there was no $4 billion bonus. That's the propaganda that the ILA is pushing. Okay. It was a $4 million bonus after 1 year of record profits. So there you go. This person works with the port. So that's what I got to, here's the problem. You get a new story like this, right? There's some stories we talk about a lot on the show, and you kind of know certain things, the frequently asked questions. On this one, it's kind of new, and hopefully this week we can get the actual facts in the mix, and then you can make decisions for yourself, but to get the facts. So I appreciate the text in with that information. And let's see here. Pictures of things I have to get to. All right. Ed said, Sean, ZipRecruiter says average pay in Mobile for a longshoreman is $17.04 an hour. I'd say they're worth more. Starbucks starts out at $14 an hour. Yeah, is that it? Wow. I would have, Ed, thank you for the info. I would have missed that one. I would have thought longshoremen made considerably more than that. Michael says, a couple things here. Also, all the talk about EVs, while I'll never get rid of my 250 6.0 with the 424 on it, things have been bulletproofed. Gets 23 miles to a gallon, sits six in seat belts. And a full 8-foot bed. You're getting 23 on your 250? Man, we got to talk. Send me some. Because I've been toying with the idea of going to a 250. Coming out of the 150, but I was scared of even discussing the gas mileage on it. It goes on to say here, most people I know couldn't or wouldn't take the pay cut to be the mayor of Mobile. There's no way to run a business or have a profession and be the mayor. And the $120K-ish they pay for being mayor really doesn't go very far. That's why you won't ever see a normal age person. Only independently wealthy, halfway retired people can do it. Yeah, it's that's one of the things, you know, you're talking about all these fresh faces and names and all this stuff in the mix for who would be, you know, the field of people trying to be the next mayor of Mobile. But there's a lot of people that might be very qualified, but how the heck are they going to do it? Now, I don't want to have some change in the law. I'm not, you know, advocating for that. I'm just saying it's a fact, right? Also, Michael said, hey, look at this. So not only does Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK do a great job out there removing junk, Michael said Trey did a great job on yesterday's mass readings. His punctuations were perfect. So Trey Bennett can also address mass and do the multi-talented. He picks up the junk during the week and gives you the readings at mass on a Sunday. Good stuff. So, Ed, you sent me what that $17.04, and then this person says, not true, lift operators at the port make $39 per hour. Okay, so this is what we got to do. We got to dig into this thing and figure out what's being asked for here. A lot of it's not published, but we'll get to digging here. Oh, Pat, don't start with me. Pat just said, Sean, I get 28 pulling a trailer in my deleted 6.4 250. All right. I'm going to end up with the 250 here before soon, probably. All right, news is next. We'll come right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, to 135, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Just checking my calendar, my personal calendar. A couple things I'm going on the road this week with the show. We'll talk about that. And then next, a week from today, a week out from today, next Monday, back out judging the Alabama Wildlife Federation's cook-off down at the Bluegill. That's always fun. We'll see you down there a week from today. Just glad you know. Now you can remind me of anything I would have forgotten on my calendar. Thank you. To the text line here, and we got a couple more stories. I will tease this story. I think Alabama is going to be even more productive than before. There's going to be more output from Alabama than ever before. We'll get to that story in a second. All right. And a lot of discussion on the fuel mileage thing. So whoever this unnamed texter is, oh, it's Joey. Joey, you're channeling my father, my late father, because it says, on fuel mileage, it's a big difference between what the computer says and what my pen and paper says. So, I'm running the, always looking at what my computer says on the truck. But you remind me, man, when I was a kid, I got my first vehicle, Dad got the little, the notepad thing there. So keep this and a pen in your truck and you do the math and see what your mileage is back then. I mean, that was like a rite of passage. Here you go, son. You're now a vehicle driver, and you better be checking out what your mileage is. Back in the day when you'd say, well, if it's not doing great, you got to go get a tune-up, remember? Joey, I do remember that. You brought back some sweet memories for me. Joshua says, lift operators, $38 per hour. Do they mean forklift or dock crane? I may need to rethink my career. That's just what somebody said on the text line. I'm going to try to have, if what they're looking at happens tomorrow and a strike goes into effect, I think it's going to be a very big thing to talk about in our city. Obviously, it's not just, I mean, here, this is where we are, right? But it could, I don't know how many ports, this is 45,000 dock workers from Maine through Texas. We are one of those ports, right? And really a port that's been growing. This story from Fox 10, they said, what are the issues? We talked about it a little bit, but here's another take on it. What are the issues in the dock workers' strike? Said the International Longshoremen's Association, so the ILA, demanding significantly higher wages and a total ban on automation of cranes, gates, and container-moving trucks. And I wonder if that's just specifically, and I'm not trying to irritate people, but is that specifically because that automation is going to mean fewer jobs, right? Because that's coming to every, I mean, this business right here, when I first got in all those years, 30-something years ago, the number of people it took to run a radio station versus, now we look like an old-time radio station because there's a bunch of us, but the big companies out there have very few people. Automation runs, I mean, there's, you go in these buildings, there are like three people there where there used to be 30. It says, but we're throwback around here. These automation cranes, gates, container-moving trucks that are used in loading and unloading of freight at 36 U.S. ports. Those ports handle roughly half of the nation's cargo from ships. Remember the clutching of pearls when they shut down the port there in Baltimore? Think about this happens on all down the East Coast and here on the Gulf Coast. Contract expires tonight, wherever he is, so tomorrow, I guess the strike would start. Said that which ports are affected. It said, well, any port can handle any type of goods. Some ports are specialized to handling goods for a particular industry. The ports would be affected by the shutdown include Baltimore and Brunswick, Georgia, two of the busiest auto ports, Philadelphia, which gives priority to fruits and vegetables, New Orleans, which handles coffee, mainly from South America and Southeast Asia, various chemicals from Mexico and North Europe, and wood products such as plywood from Asia and South America. Other major ports affected include Boston, New York, New Jersey, Norfolk, Virginia, Wilmington, North Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia, Tampa, Florida, Mobile, and Houston. So that's a whole bunch. It goes on to say the strike could last weeks or months. If a strike were resolved within weeks, consumers probably wouldn't notice any major shortages of retail goods. But a strike that persists for more than a month would likely cause a shortage of some consumer products, although most holiday, this is what we were talking about earlier, most holiday and retail goods have already arrived from overseas. All right, so whatever kind of plastic stuff from China you're buying should already be here in a warehouse. Oh, happy days. Shoppers could see higher prices on a vast array of goods, from fruits and vegetables to cars. So there you go. We'll see how it happens, but that's possibly starting tomorrow. And trying to get the people in here. So if you know anybody with the ILA, open space to them. Same thing with the port. Have them on to talk about it, because it's a big deal, obviously, for the country and a big deal for us right here in Mobile. Okay, some more. Good. Thank you. I knew there were folks out here in Newsom. Said these are lift operators at the port. It said not true. Lift operators at the port make $39 an hour. Stacker lift, big oversized forklift is what they were talking about. Okay. I don't know. So Ben asked, heard anything about this strike affecting the cruise industry? I don't think so. I don't think the longshoremen really involved in, I think they probably the people that think it's different, right? Because they're not dealing in the longshoremen stuff. But I don't know if there's any dockside. I don't know that. But I don't think so. I don't think so. Oh, people back to the who for mayor. Randy says Johnny Hatcher for mayor. Trey's saying John Young for mayor. Remember, we talked about that with him on Friday, or earlier last week, maybe not on Friday. He said he is not running for mayor. He gave that announcement. Well, Congressman Carl didn't say no on Friday's show, that he was still thinking about it, whether to run for mayor of Mobile. Lisa in Robertsdale said, that's it. I'm going to Dollar General to buy out the Hershey's. Because, yeah, it could affect chocolates, right? Paul's talking about the storm. We'll listen to Dr. Bill tomorrow, this other storm. Not the one in the Atlantic, but possibility of another development here in our neck of the woods, meaning the broader neck of the woods down the Caribbean. So model show tracks going over Florida right now. This storm, current storm intensity is not expected to be similar to Helene. Yeah, I'll be tuned into what Dr. Bill says tomorrow. Jason says, Sean, aren't they requesting 80% pay raise over 6 years? Jason, I do not know that answer, but I will by tomorrow have done my work. I was watching Alabama football and working on tractors over the weekend. I did not do my homework. I am busted, but I will by tomorrow. Aiden from Citronelle, most Christmas decorations are already on the shelves. You are so right. And you know those middle lanes at the Dollar General? It's like the Halloween stuff was there, but it's like being pushed off the end cap by the Christmas decorations there. Good, unnamed texter. Will not affect cruises or military loading at ports. All right, so Ben, there's your answer. So there you go. We'll see. I mean, hopefully they can avoid the strike, right? Hopefully they avoid the strike. All right, to this story, pertinent to Alabama, and I'm theorizing that it means a new production outputs out of the state of Alabama. More production. Alabama even better at producing things than before because they can't spend time on Pornhub. Now, the story got reported a couple places. I went and watched the report on WPMI because my friend Andrew Ramey was doing the story, and I was like, who drew the short straw to have to do the Pornhub story? But it says Alabama lawmakers passed legislation this year that requires pornographic websites to verify the age of people who view the sexual material. The law goes into effect tomorrow, y'all. Representative Ben Robbins out of Sylacauga, who sponsored the bill, says the purpose is to protect children. He said it affects children's, this is Robbins, said it affects children's development, their mental and psychological development, and without their frontal cortex developed, it changes the way in which they view others and view themselves when they view pornography at a young age, and especially the type of pornography you're seeing online, end quote. Says sites like, this is like an ad for them, right? Sites like Pornhub and YouPorn, I didn't know all those years ago I'd be saying this on the radio show, now says they're not going to allow people in the state to view the content altogether. So there, because I guess their pushback is, hey, if you're going to make us do this age verification thing, we'll go on strike. mean, it seems like it's a little bit like the International Porn Distributors Union. I made that up. But it says, yeah, Pornhub and YouPorn now say they're not going to allow people at all in the state of Alabama to view the content, which I think is probably their leverage point, right? But what people are going to who's going to call their member, their representative, and say, I'll tell you what, y'all got to get to work on. I got to get, I've been blocked from the porn site. Y'all got to get, you wait for like ads. Call your member of Congress now and let them know that you want Pornhub back. So videos and messages posted on the site say showing ID every time you log in is not an effective solution. The messages urge users to contact their representatives and, quote, demand device-based verification solutions that make the internet safer while respecting your privacy, end quote. Let me ask this, because I know there are elected officials that listen to this show. And y'all can anonymously, I will keep your name anonymous if you want to text me. Have you had any calls from constituents? Because this is what I wonder. Pushing you to make it whatever Pornhub wants to have happen, not have the age verification. Now, in this, the guy who pushed the bill said there's ways to verify a person's age anonymously online. He said if the online gambling industry can verify ages, so can the adult entertainment websites. According to Age Verification Providers Association, Alabama is now one of 19 states that require age verification. But I guess the negotiation here on their side is that the Pornhub and the YouPorn are going on strike. So you won't be able to get those in Alabama, and therefore, you know, productivity is going to go through the roof around here, right? People won't be spending all the time on it. But, I mean, couldn't you just get a VPN? Would they know? I mean, they don't know you're in Alabama. Couldn't you just, hey, where, you know what, we got to, hey, John Hill, shout out to John Hill at Ascension Technologies, my tech guy. Couldn't people just use a VPN? Just wondering. So there you go. So a possible strike by the longshoremen tomorrow, and then looks like a likely strike by Pornhub and YouPorn in the state of Alabama tomorrow as well. The October surprise, so it is. 343-0106 for your calls and texts when we come back. It's Midday Mobile. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile Monday style. Reminder, too, you want to check out podcasts. I was just talking to somebody about Bill Finch's show yesterday. That, along with everything else we do during the week, 56 hours a week of live local shows up in podcast form. So you could subscribe anywhere you subscribe to get your podcast, or you can go, you just go to our website. There's a podcast tab. You can find them there. Or better yet, the FM Talk 106.5 app has always the latest podcast popping up, and you can just hit that and go scroll back and find Bill's show from yesterday or whatever you want to listen to and check it out. The FM Talk 106.5 app, a great place to get them, but several other places, well, many places. If there's a podcast platform out there, just make sure to look for FM Talk 106.5 and then subscribe to our podcast. They'll be right there. Or, you know, just go straight to the horse's mouth with the app or our website. Right, this is going to be, it's going to be interesting. It's going to, oh, thank you. And my tech man, John Hill, with Ascension said, yep, they can just bypass with a VPN. Pat says, yeah, I read the report yesterday, and you can bypass with a VPN. All right. But it is, of course, I combine these stories because it's like how my mind goes. We have a possible longshoreman strike, and then that's a possible strike, and it looks like it's a yes to the strike from those two porn sites tomorrow. They're on, picture them like picketing, no more of our products in Alabama. Except people find a way around them. That's the way the market goes. All right, Marty, can't make up my mind if I want David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar to be the next mayor. It never ends for us Gen Xers. Roll Tide, Sean. Roll Tide, Marty. David Lee Roth. It's David Lee Roth. Hagar had some of the stuff was good, but I mean, I'm David Lee Roth, Van Halen. That's Van Halen. That was Van Halen. And see, these are the questions I'm going to try to get answered, because Adam says, Sean, am I correct assuming that each port owner-operator pays different wages? Also, since port are different, then each port can negotiate individually with the ILA. I don't know that. I will find that out, though. Hopefully by tomorrow's show, we'll have people that know this. I mean, to be frank with you, I knew this story had been hanging around for a while, and a shame on me. I thought they would work it out. I really did. I mean, I saw that, you know, you're kind of drinking through a fire hose when you do this for a living, and you're like, I'll have, anybody here can attest, I'll have like 30 to 35 tabs open on my computer in my office and here in the studio, and I'm just kind of trying to figure out what story, and I've been watching that, but I guess erroneously thought that this would be worked out. So, Matt also combining stories, good. He said, what the heck are the poor longshoremen going to do with their free time while they're striking without pornography to look at? It's so sad. That's right. Can I read this? I will read this one. Maybe, yeah. Local rapper on the text line says they could take my porn when they pried out of my cold, dead right hand. A texter here says a strike by the longshoremen in this country will be devastating. I'm retired from a Georgia port authority, and I'm telling you it will be devastating if it goes on for probably just a week or 2 weeks. And I wonder with that as well, wouldn't the motivation be to try to find crews to work? I mean, it seems like at the same time, from the business side of it, an opportunity. If you could be a port that could get back open, whether you're, you know, strike buster or you're using other work, I don't know that that's possible in a longshoreman world. But if you did that with all this freight that's, I mean, there's freight already on the way, right? I mean, there's ships already on the way. I'm sure. I don't have a live shot from south of the lighthouse, but I'm sure there's ships right now at anchor, right, waiting for bar pilots to come get them, right, to bring them in. They trying to get them all in this evening? I don't know. Get them unloaded this evening? What are they trying to do with this strike out there? But there's tons of ships going to all these other ports. They're already on their way. And will, you know, what will they do? What will they do? Will they turn them around? If somebody could get a port open, when the others, maybe they'll do it. I mean, think about that. Think about what, remember the bottlenecks like that you saw off of Long Beach during COVID? I mean, we think having, you know, six ships at Anchorage waiting to come into Mobile is a lot of ships out there, which it is here. You remember the pictures from Long Beach? 10s, 20s, 30s, 50s, 60s or more, maybe more than that. Ships anchored waiting to come in there. And that was because of slowdowns out there because of COVID, of course, in California laws. Imagine you see that all over the East Coast and the Gulf Coast. No mention, and I wonder if it's a different union, because there has not been a mention. Each story says from like Maine to Houston or something to that effect. I didn't see anything about the West Coast, which that could be very bad too. And people that we've cultivated business with, having them come through Panama Canal and come here because it's cheaper for them instead of offloading and then trucking across the country. And also, what is it going to be for all the trucker jobs out there, right, that are dependent on the stuff coming in? But it's, yeah, I think every story I've read, it's the East Coast, Atlantic Coast and the Gulf Coast. So maybe it's a different union out there in California and Washington State, Oregon. Maybe those are, I don't know that, but we will be digging and hopefully having that information tomorrow. And maybe they get a deal struck tonight. I don't know. But it's going to be, I think, I don't see anything that says in these stories that I've read that seems like they're going to get it done right now. So, okay, thank you. Somebody said West Coast is a different union. There we go. All right. Yeah, so keep these texts coming for tomorrow's show. We'll get hopefully more information on this on the Tuesday edition of Midday Mobile. I got to go now because Paul Feinbaum's going to talk about the Alabama-Georgia game and what a damn game it was.